Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is the Annie Fry Show.
I love that intro. Oh, it's the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in, and abandoned today was Brad. I get the call, hey, can you fill in for Annie Fry? I say, absolutely. And then Brad says, everyone left me. I'm so sad. I'm crying.
So lonely.
So lonely. Well, we're watching. It looks like Mamdani is now meeting with Trump at the White House. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the Chiron says. We haven't heard any audio or anything from them yet, but he's apparently at the White House and they're having their meeting now.
I wonder how that's going.
We'll try to cover, we'll try to carry some of it if they come out and speak during the show. I know Reardon is looking for us, are looking to cover it as well. Mm-hmm. So if we don't get a chance to cover it, tune into Reardon right after us and you'll be able to hear what Mamdani and Trump have to say.
So let me just put this out there, okay? Because this is what we call a terrible take in radio or in general. So you know how originally Fetterman as a senator out of Pennsylvania was looked at as, look at this slob. And now Republicans are like, look at this guy. This guy gets it. for someone that's a Democrat, he became someone that was hated for wearing the sweatpants and, not really looked at as someone that he was pretty progressive for a little while there.
He
came around. Do you think that Donald Trump is trying to use a little magic on Mamdani so he's not a Marxist and he's just looked at as a regular Democrat, perhaps, when he's running New York City? You think he's trying to get kind of a Fetterman flip on him?
Well, I don't know that Trump is the one that flipped Fetterman. I think Fetterman came to a realization, it's like, okay, these plans that I thought were popular are deeply unpopular, especially in a state like Pennsylvania, which he represents. He represents the whole state of Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania is a purple state. It is not a blue state, nor is it a red state. It's definitely not like deep blue where you can get away with socialist stuff. New York and New York City is a lot different. So I don't know if the same situations will apply to Mamdani. It may take failure for that to happen.
New York, they got issues. I know we're getting a lot of comments right now on the YouTube feed, and the poll is still up. How are we doing on polling question? We get a lot of people participating.
We got a lot participating. Got about 8 or 9 different comments here that are starred. And if you're wondering what the poll question is, would you rather end up on the Epstein list or the Titanic? And I've got two options. Epstein, I'd rather have my reputation sink, or Titanic, icebergs over indictments. So if you want to weigh in on that, and we want you to weigh in on that, jump on Annie's YouTube page, vote in the poll, leave us a comment. You can't just vote in this one and not leave us a comment, because neither one of these are like super awesome options. They're both kind of bad options. So which of these bad options would you rather have and why?
Do we know the results? Is it close? Is there one taking it away? I'm just curious.
I usually don't peek, but it's kind of close.
Oh, okay. I don't know which way it could go, honestly. So, Brad, I know in your former life you were a teacher. Is that right?
Yeah. I taught at a private school. I was a substitute teacher, handled all that stuff. I did that for a while.
Aren't you glad you don't have to deal with the 6-7 stuff in the classroom right now? With all the kids nonstop.
I have to deal with it anyway. I'm also a youth pastor, so.
So you hear it even at church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's read Matthew chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. And then they, 6-7! And they throw the arms up and all that stuff, yeah. So
how do we kill that meme? I tried so hard when I was filling in for Mark Cox a couple of weeks ago. I tried, I mean, so hard to kill that meme. And it's too much for whatever reason. This has become a behemoth of a meme and it will just not go away.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that these kids that are doing it right now, they'll be in their 30s and they're going to still be doing this?
No, they'll find out that it's ridiculous before then. Think about all the ridiculous things we did whenever we were in grade school, middle school and all that stuff that we don't do now. We just, you grow up and you grow out of it, but like, yeah.
What do you think about, so the New York Post did an article about this and it said 6-7 term kids can't stop chanting might have historical roots dating back to the Shakespeare era. No way.
No.
The kids are not thinking about Shakespeare when they come up with memes.
I know where this started.
Mm-hmm.
It started with a rap song. The song is called Doot Doot by Skrilla.
And what?
Doot
Doot. Can you spell that?
D-O-O-T. D-O-O-T by Skrilla. And he mentioned 6-7. Skrilla, I believe, is from Philadelphia. And 6-7.
Born and
is,
raised.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the block that he grew up on. So there's a line in the song where he just goes on and then he says 6-7 to shout out his block. Then it went from there to LaMelo Ball, who's a basketball player, who incorporated 6-7 into his celebrations. And then there's the original 6-7 kid who said it at a basketball game. And from there, it just has exploded.
Is Skrilla a techno guy? Is that the same person?
No. No, that's Skrillex you're thinking of.
Different people. Not
different
the
person.
Same people.
Yes. Very different persons.
I am so out of it. I can't tell. All right. So if you're wondering, no, it doesn't come from Shakespeare. But even if it did, is this the way you kill it? You tell kids, this is actually a Shakespearean reference. Yeah. Sit down and we're going to tell you a history tale. And they go, ugh. It's so done now.
Well, if I know anything about kids, they like having their own things. This is ours. We're in on the joke, that sort of thing. Other people don't get it. They like that sort of thing. So the way that you kill it is by getting in on the joke and being quote unquote uncool. Ryan, you and I are uncool.
you know what? I tell my kids, I'm the coolest guy you know.
They don't realize that. They don't understand the coolness and what true cool is.
I don't know.
They need to perceive you as uncool and using their thing, and then eventually it'll be like, oh, you guys are ruining it, and they'll move on to something else. This will go away, and it'll be something else.
I'm afraid to ask because I'm looking at the audio rundown sheet for today, and you actually have a clip from Skrilla.
Yep.
Doot Doot.
Yeah.
I've never heard it.
You want?
I don't know if I want to. Just play it, I guess.
Right. Shades on Albo with the glasses. Bro say cause he a savage. So many dead ops, so many ashes. You ain't catch that, I can't pass this. Shooter stay strapped, I don't need mine. Bro put belt rate to they behind. The way that switch, I know he dying. 6-7.
There it is. That's the origins.
Why is he talking like this? And he talks like this, and he talks like this. Well, I don't understand it. Is that how modern rappers rap?
I don't know if all of them do, but it is definitely a genre within rap.
Play it again. Just not the whole thing. I just want to hear the cadence of that.
Shades on Apple so with the glasses. Bro say cause he a savage. So many dabs, so many edges. You ain't catch that, I can't pass. Shoot a strap, I don't need my. Bro put a belt rate today.
I'm done. No more. I can't. People listen to that?
Yeah. Just,
can I play the original 6-7 kid? That's
okay.
A quick clip.
All right, yeah. So this is at a basketball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. And like, it's a person filming and the camera pans to him. And this is, yeah, this is the original 6'7". He looks like your typical, like, freshman, eighth grader, white boy with the, you know, the mop haircut that kind of flares out.
Okay.
Blonde hair.
Hey! 6'7".
That's where it started?
That's where it started.
That's ground zero?
Yes.
It's like a virus that's for the zombies.
Original 6'7 kid is patient zero.
Patient zero, yeah. You know how you end this? That kid has to come up with a better meme. We have to find the kid immediately. Yeah. Please come up with a better one. What would you rather listen to? The Skrilla Doot Doot or Michelle Obama talking about hair? White people are trapping black people with hair standards? It's naturally... what's the context of that? Because I saw that clip from Michelle Obama, and I don't know the reference.
So she's at an event in front, on a stage being interviewed by... I don't remember the name of the event or who was interviewing her, but she just goes on to say, like, she talks about the things that people, that white people are doing that they don't even realize that they're doing that's causing black people harm.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, I mean, her comments were that.
Is it absurd what she says?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
I got to hear it. Okay, let's do it.
Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim. And we run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all. It is exhausting and it's so expensive and it takes up so much time. Braids are for y'all so we can work harder and focus on the work. So why do we need an act of law to tell white folks to get out of our hair? Don't tell me how to wear my hair.
It don't sound
don't
like her.
Wonder about it. Don't touch it. Just don't.
So is she going on the road with that act? Well, hold on. Hey, white people, can you do that now? let's just address an entire group of people and just white people only. You need to hear this.
Well, not just any group. There's only one group that you can do that to.
Yeah, I guess that's true. to get away with it. Yeah.
I don't know. The thing that's insane to me is in that clip, she says to meet y'all's beauty standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever, ever remember in my life, me or anybody in my circle or my sphere of influence that says, hey, you need to have straight hair to meet my beauty standards. Never. Like,
right.
We don't care. We don't care. Wear your hair how you want. I don't care. Wear your hair in a way that makes you happy, that makes you feel good about yourself. More power to you. That's what I want. I want you to be happy with your hair. Wear your hair how you want.
So she's saying that the reason why black people can't swim is because of white people? That's like she's blaming white people for
yes.
that?
Yes. I don't know if she realized that's what she was doing when she did it, but...
It's such a weird claim. And then... You know, we're doing this all for y'all, and it's like, okay, it just sounds so phony, and come on now. Like, you're basically saying, again, it's white people's fault that all of these things, and it all originates from us trying to impress you with our hair. I'm not buying it. That's such a weird rant to go on. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. And I'm trying to think back, because she mentions in there, why do we need legislation in here regulating how they wear their hair? And I don't, like, was there something a while back that somebody was saying, or what was it? Do you remember?
It was essentially saying that, like, let's say, this is a bad example, but it'll kind of put it in the ballpark. Let's say you're working at a fast food restaurant and you have to, like, put your hair back in a bun, you know, or something like that. So it's for, like, you know, health regulations.
Yeah.
There's certain industries that are like, okay, you need to do your hair in a certain way where it's not distracting or it's not this or that. And they said, you know, that should be illegal. You can't tell someone how to do their hair, because if you are black, it's part of your culture. So if you tell them that, then you're racist. So states would take that on and saying, if you as an employer tell anyone, particularly a black woman, how to do their hair, then you're racist and that needs to be legislated out. And the people working are like, it's kind of part of the industry in some ways where, you know, there's certain things that work and things that don't work. It's not done to try to, like, you know, be racist by those means. In some ways, it's a health standard. Some way it's a safety standard. But, you know, there's certain things about it.
I mean, like, that's my concern. Do your hair in a way that doesn't get hair in the food that you're preparing.
Right. That's, like I said, bad example, but it's used to kind of set it up in a way where it's understood. You know what I mean? Like, certain industries had a, you know, people did not like the idea that you're telling someone else what they can and can't do with their hair. Or schools, you know, that was another one that was brought up in the way of school. So dress codes and things, if you put it in the way of a dress code where, you know, that's, I think, what she was referring to. And that's maybe what you're commenting on. But either way, that's not a bad clip. But I'll tell you what, it's not, that's a funny one, but it's not as funny as the Jasmine Crockett clip we played earlier.
Oh, man.
That all-time great
clip. She folded on herself, man. That was bad.
I had to play that again. All right, so we're keeping an eye on the White House. It looks like President Trump and Mom Donnie are meeting. We don't know how long they'll meet for, but, you know, I'll say it's kind of an interesting meeting, and I think everyone's waiting to see how this one turns out. If they come out together and maybe Mom Donnie speaks alone, Trump speaks alone, or if they come out together and speak together, like a joint press conference, that would be a pretty big deal.
Super interesting.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And Brad, I know you got some tickets to give away this hour too, don't you?
Yep, tickets for Guns N' Roses this hour, so stay tuned.
You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk. I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a
honky tonk with a boost on all night.
Is the theme this hour, Brad, country acoustic? I don't know. I'll have to keep listening. All right, I'll keep an ear out. Don't know what it is yet, but whatever it is, I'm going to figure it out. I got the last one. All I needed was Vanilla Ice and
right
M&M.
Right away.
I just kind of second-guessed myself. I thought, well, Vanilla Ice and M&M, I guess edible stuff? Like, no, that's not.
Toby Mac threw you a curveball.
Yeah, I didn't know that would count as rap, but did you see, this is from Fox News, Trump administration Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy and the FAA Administrator Brian Bedford announced Thursday that hundreds of air traffic controllers and technicians who worked during the government shutdown will receive bonus checks of $10,000.
They will, so it's confirmed.
They will. Good. Looks like it's confirmed now.
Good for them. You know,
they worked it.
Yeah, you stated, like, that wasn't easy. And they did a service to the country by doing that. So I'm good with that. Give them that bonus check.
What's the best bonus you've ever received from a job? Have you ever received a bonus check or anything from a job?
So I worked in a school, and schools don't do bonus checks.
Uh-huh.
Fast food.
You got the summer off, though.
Yeah, fast. Yeah, that's a bonus. It's pretty good.
They hate when you say that. I'm sorry.
Fast. No. Any real teacher will tell you. Any real teacher will tell you the three best reasons to be a teacher are June, July, and August.
I thought you were going to say summer vacation.
No, June, July, and August, the three best reasons to be a teacher. And if you do it right, you can take your paycheck for the 9 months that you are working. Mm-hmm. You take that paycheck and you can have that spread out and paid to you over 12 months. And then in those 3 months that you aren't working, you can go get another job, a summer job, and you can then add that and bank that. So if you already know that you can live off of the 12-month paycheck, then you can take that money that you work on that extra job and you can put that in the bank and you can use that towards your future. So, No. Real teachers will tell you June, July, and August are the best reasons to be a teacher.
Yep. All right. Sorry to get sidetracked. I was thinking the best bonus maybe I ever received was when I was working for Odyssey there. And I think maybe it was the COVID one. They gave us like gift certificates. I think I got a membership to the zoo once. I was like, oh, that's a good bonus. I want to say that might have been the best thing I've ever got bonus wise.
I'm not sure what the best bonus I've had. If it is, it's a bonus I've got from Odyssey because, like I said, I was a teacher. They don't do bonuses, and then I had my own company. My own company didn't do bonuses for me. So
this, to yourself is what you said.
Yeah, I couldn't write myself a bonus check. No earnings.
Were you the only employee?
Yes, it was just me.
Your employee of the month was your bonus.
Employee of the month and employee of the year. Shout out to
came
me.
With a ham.
Yeah.
No, it did not. So they get 10 grand. And I mean, they get back pay too, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they work the hours. They work the hours. That's a pretty big bonus. And the stress of it all for not calling off sick, I get that because a lot of people were like, oh, whatever, I'll just use my sick time because I'm not dealing with this. So it was an essential service. We wanted to keep transportation up and running. No, I get it. That's a lot of money.
That's a good.
I mean,
because
it was down for a month, so the extra work for a month, your overtime pay was 10 grand. Would that not be taxed under the big beautiful bill?
I mean, if it's overtime, I guess it depends on how it's listed. But yeah, maybe not.
It's a pretty good bonus. I would think. There's months where I work crazy amount of fill-in shows, and it feels like that. And the bonus is, the money that you get for working the extra hours or whatever. But I'm sure they were getting overtime and they're getting the regular hours they were logging in. So that's on top of everything else. It was good because, I mean, if you flew somewhere, if you went to a vacation or you had to go somewhere on business or to see family, you should be thanking them for showing up to work that day because it could have been a lot worse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
How much time do we got? Do we have enough time to play the Jasmine Crockett clip again? That is so funny.
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right. So you played this and this was her getting called out for saying something that wasn't true. At the time, she probably didn't know it was a lie.
Right.
But after the fact, she was called out and made aware of it. And boy, did she double down.
Yeah.
This is, I think, hilarious.
Who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that
listen,
you
listen, I never said that it was that
quick?
Jeffrey Epstein,
is it
just so that people
it?
Understand when you make a donation.
Okay, let me just say this. This is the moment where a decent human being would say, you got me. I messed that up.
Yeah.
I was given the wrong information. Oh, boy, that was embarrassing. That's what a decent human being would do. Let's see how Jasmine Crockett handles it.
Your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled. And that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. because it was not the same one, that's fine. But when Lee Zeldin had something to say, all he had to say was it was a Jeffrey Epstein. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein. So at least I wasn't trying to mislead people.
Now, oh, you are so trying to mislead people. What a loser.
She doesn't say a Jeffrey Epstein. She says from Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh my goodness.
They played the clip before they asked her the question, and before she did that, she lied about the clip that just played.
Oh no. It's so hilarious. Think about it. Of all the different donations you can give to people, can you believe it? Someone donated to Mitt Romney a Hitler. Can you believe it? They're taking money from Hitler now. Well, you understand that's not like the Adolf Hitler that is associated with the Holocaust. No, no, it is. Same name.
Yeah. Listen, the soundbite is out there and people aren't going to do their research. The correction never gets heard. So that's what she wanted. I mean, let's put it out there. She wants everybody, like she said, I wasn't trying to be misleading. No, I believe her. I don't think she was trying to be misleading. I think she got it wrong. But yeah. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's
Second
say that
she
was
misleading.
Yeah, let's say that she did know this wasn't the same Jeffrey Epstein. If she knew that and she says it, the reason she said it is because she wants that name to be associated with Lee Zeldin. That's why she won. She was if she knew this was a different one, she wanted it to be misleading.
She was so bad.
Yes, she lied in like six different ways and contradicted herself within her own lie within that like minute or so.
So at the very start, she's like, you know what? I can blame this on my staff. And then she went down that route and she said, no. It's Jeffrey Epstein and I didn't mislead people.
She blamed the Republicans. They didn't give us enough time to look over these files. They sprung this on us. The files that we have been screaming about on any platform we can get on for 40 days while this shutdown was going on. The files that we have been whining, saying that Donald Trump shut the government down to keep from coming out. Those files, they didn't give us enough time. They sprung it on us last minute. You knew it was coming, you liar.
All right, go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Would you rather end up on the Epstein list or on the Titanic? It's kind of a terrible lose-lose situation, but go and vote now, and we'll get those results this hour, too. Hopefully, we'll get maybe a little bit of President Trump and New York City's soon-to-be new mayor, Mamdani. They're meeting at the White House right now. Hopefully, we get a comment from them. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Still trying to get the theme for this hour, Brad. I got to figure it out. And it's country music? People complaining through country songs. I'll figure it out.
Wasn't that all country music?
Yeah, pretty much. Except for the one where it's like, let's go to Applebee's on a date night. That's still my favorite country song. Mamdani at the White House for a meeting with Trump happening right now. We'll see how this goes. And he smiles a lot for a dude that's a Marxist,
big
doesn't
smile.
He?
Big smile. Wow, yeah, that's exactly how I'd expect a Marxist to be. let me see
how
this
that meeting goes.
Great big old smile in here. And
yeah. There's a couple of things. How do you feel about some of the special privileges that Maxwell gets in prison? And I always say her name wrong. Ghislaine Maxwell, am I saying it right now?
I don't know. I've heard Ghislaine, all sorts of things.
Ghislaine. Yeah. I don't know. I always say it wrong.
She runs in a circle that doesn't name their kids what normal people names their kids.
Yeah. So she's in a minimum security prison. And people have been saying, how is it that she's getting special privileges at these prisons? And I was reading a story from The Atlantic. Did you see what some of these special privileges are?
No.
Okay. So the way that this is categorized is she is basically living the luxury life in prison because of all these special privileges she's getting. So I'm going to tell you what they are, and I will tell you that I look at it and I say, all right, whatever. Like, it's not something that I would have approved, but still, it's not like the biggest deal in the world. It's not like the people that put this together make it sound like this is an outrage. Here's what she gets. when she meets with her lawyers are allowed to bring snacks with them. When she needs to make a phone call, she's allowed to make a phone call. If she runs out of toilet paper, they give her an extra roll. Those are the privileges, that they, that special okay. privileges. So is that an outrage to the judicial system that someone like her is able to get special privileges like that?
I mean, the only one that is like, oh, I get it, is the one that I would be like, okay, but I mean, it's just snacks. It's like the lawyers can bring her snacks. What if they bring her a cake with a file in it so she can escape?
And the ho-ho or whatever, you, yeah. the Twinkie, yeah. it's, right in there.
It's a nail so file. It's going to take you a while, but.
Yeah, and it's, they even point out, they say certain benefits may seem more trivial than others, but family members of part of the scandal are like, she deserves none of this. And, you know, I agree, she doesn't really deserve any of it. But do you think that maybe she provided something of value to the Trump administration that it would justify some of these more lenient things, like she used her leverage of knowledge to get them, and throwing her an extra roll of toilet paper is not a big deal based on what they got back?
They're meeting now with Mom Donnie.
Is that right?
Yes. I don't know. I think that if she gives them something that is makes prosecution able to get other people prosecuted who are involved, then maybe I'm good with it. But if it doesn't do anything, if there's no new prosecutions, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, they're live at the White House. Yep. There he is, Donald Trump sitting behind the desk. And there's Mom Donnie standing next to him. They're zooming in on Donald Trump's white collar to correct the coloring of the cameras yeah. right now.
Yeah, he's
Do
talking
we want to listen
screen.
In on this real yeah. quick, see what they're saying? Let's just take a quick peek.
Starting with the early primaries against some very tough people, very smart people. And he beat him, and he beat him easily. And I congratulated him. And we talked about some things in very strong common. Like housing and getting housing built and food and prices, and the price of oil is coming way down. That anything I do is going to be good for New York. If I can get prices down, it's good for New York. And we've got them down, way down from last year. We have, as you know, I've been saying to a lot of people, Walmart said that Thanksgiving this year is exactly 25% less than last year. So that's good for New York, good for everybody. But I just want to congratulate. I think you're going to have, hopefully, a really great mayor. The better he does, the happier I am, I will say. There's no difference in party. There's no difference in anything. And we're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York. And congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Please.
I appreciated the meeting with the president, and as he said, it was a productive meeting focused on a place of shared admiration and love, which is New York City, and the need to deliver affordability to New Yorkers, the 8.5 million people who call our city their home, who are struggling to afford life in the most expensive city in the United States of America. We spoke about rent, we spoke about groceries, we spoke about utilities, we spoke about the different ways in which people are being pushed out, and I appreciated the time with the president, I appreciated the conversation, I look forward to working together to deliver that affordability for New Yorkers.
Thank you very much. Any questions, please?
President Trump, Stephen Nelson from the New York Post. I've got a question for you and then also one for Mayor-elect.
Sure.
For you, you referred to Mr. Mamdani as a communist. Can you describe why you feel that way? And also, will you do anything to stop him from arresting Prime Minister Netanyahu if he visits New York?
Well, we didn't discuss your second part of the question. And on your first part, I mean, he's got views that are a little out there, but who knows? I mean, we're going to see what works. Or he's going to change also. We all change. I change a lot. Change a lot. From when I first came to office, it's now quite a while ago. It's quite a while. My first term was great. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We're doing even better now. We're doing much better now than we did even the first term. And I can tell you some of my views have changed. And we had discussions on some things. I'm not going to discuss what they were, but that I feel very confident that he can do a very good job. I think he is going to surprise some conservative people, actually.
Oh, boy.
And some very liberal people. He won't surprise them because they already like him.
And Mr. Mamdani, it sounds like you had a productive discussion, but just days ago you referred to President Trump as a despot who betrayed the country. You said you'd be his worst nightmare and accused him of having a fascist agenda. Are you planning to retract
his case on
his
that
remarks?
One.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
I think both President Trump and I We are very clear about our positions and our views, and what I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers. And frankly, that is something that could transform the lives of the 8.5 million people who are currently struggling under a cost of living crisis, with 1 in 4 living in poverty. And the meeting came back again and again to what it could look like to lift those New Yorkers out of struggle and start to deliver them a city that they could do more than just struggle to afford it, but actually start to live in it.
Smooth politician.
Much worse than live at the White House right now.
Just sidestep that.
Maybe I think he'll change his mind after we get to working together. Yes, please.
See, change his mind. I'm telling you, the Fetterman effect. I think he's trying.
About the Middle East, said that Hezbollah in Lebanon is not in a good position. And Lebanon now is the final unresolved after Gaza.
Live at the White House, President Trump with Mamdani after the meeting, talking to press here, live on 97.1.
And what is your next move to push toward disarmament?
Sure. Well, we are pushing for total disarmament of Hamas and, frankly, everybody else. And we actually have peace in the Middle East. As you know, the King of Saudi Arabia just left yesterday. We had some great meetings, and he's made a contribution toward the United States of more than $1 trillion. We have now over $20 trillion coming in. No country has ever had anything like that, not even close. If you go to $2 trillion or $1 trillion, it's a lot. We have $20 or $21 trillion. I think that Hezbollah has been a problem in Lebanon, big problem. We're working with Lebanon. We're working with everybody in the Middle East. That's another thing I think we have in common. We want to see peace in the Middle East. And we actually have now, for the first time, peace in the Middle East after 3,000 years. And now we're going to refine it. And I think you're going to see some very positive things happen.
What is the potential to invite the Lebanese president?
Oh, sure. Oh, I would do that. Yeah, absolutely. And if the mayor would like to be here for that meeting, because I know he feels very strongly. I think you feel very, very strongly about peace in the Middle East.
We desperately want it, and that's something that I shared with the president, that when I spoke to New Yorkers who had voted for the president last November on Hillside Avenue and Fordham Road, I asked them why. I heard again and again two major reasons. One was that they wanted an end to forever wars. They wanted an end to the taxpayer dollars we had funding violations of human rights, and they wanted to address the cost of living crisis. And I appreciated the chance to discuss both of those things.
You said a lot of my voters actually voted for him. And
One in ten.
And I'm okay with that. I'll do that. I'll sign it. Give it to me. I'll sign it in a minute. That's pretty good.
Mr. President,
you
threatened to send troops to New York City. You both have differences when it comes to ICE agents in New York City. Mr. Mamdani, you called ICE a rogue government entity. I wonder how you reconcile your differences on both of those issues.
Well, I think we're going to work them out. And I think that if we have known murderers and known drug dealers and some very bad people, you know, we want to get them out. And the mayor wants to have peace. We discussed this at great length, actually, maybe more than anything else. He wants to have a safe New York. Ultimately, a safe New York is going to be a great New York. If it's not safe, no matter how well we do with pricing and with anything else, we can talk about anything you want. If you don't have safe streets, it's not going to be a success. So we're going to work together. We're going to make sure that if there are horrible people there, we want to get them out. I think he wants to get them out, maybe more than I do. So we'll work together. We discussed
this. Is amazing, honestly, the way these two are getting along, isn't it? I know that we can't do this forever because I know we got to run up against a break, but Brad, can I give you a couple of observations on this?
Sure. You want me to pull down?
Yeah, we might as well, because let me just say this. We are watching perhaps a clinic in politics right now.
Oh my gosh.
Two people that couldn't be on opposite ends of the political spectrum next to each other, taking tough questions and answering them. If this were Joe Biden, I guarantee you, I would bet my mortgage on this. If this were Joe Biden and one of these questions came up, he would have put on a smile and he would have had a dead look in his eyes, and then his staff would have ushered media out. They would not allow him to answer a question. Well, and look at them still going.
Yeah, and the question wouldn't be, let's not be, you know, coy about this. The question wouldn't have been able to been asked. I mean, we've all seen the pictures of the pamphlets with the questions and the name of the reporter and what they're going to answer on it for Biden. But these guys don't have that. They're just going.
And look at that. And you have President Trump saying he's able to change. I think he can change. Mamdani, I think he can change too.
It's like Rocky.
And we have a common goal, and that's what we talked about. My goodness, what a clinic they just put. Mm-hmm. I am shocked at how well this is going. And the Fetterman effect, I'm telling you, Donald Trump went in there thinking, I'm going to bring this guy closer to the center because that's what New York needs, and that's the job I need to do right now as president. And there's no way that he's going to be at the center. But if he can just like get him to not be a full-blown Marxist, that's a win.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot that is a lot of reality that's going to set in on Mamdani whenever he goes to start doing his
thing. All right. They're still going. I know we need to get to a break and we got to read the poll results coming up after. Do you have a winner for the Guns N' Roses? We'll get that too after the break.
Yep.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
Let's do that. Excited to do one more break with you coming up on the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker, 97.1 FM Talk. Stone, left nothing. Everybody else having fun. I think I got the theme, and I'm going to stick with belly-aching country songs.
Man, not one of these songs was belly-aching. These were all happy country songs.
Oh, happy country songs.
Happy country songs.
I guess I didn't pick up on that. All right. Happy country songs. Nice, Brad. You did great work today.
They do exist.
You know, right now at the White House, President Trump and Mamdani are still answering questions from the press.
Yeah.
They are putting on a clinic now. I mean, this is great.
Yeah, this could
is
go
great.
For, yeah, this could go for an hour or more. I mean, we've seen these before. It's like you could take it. He'll go 2 hours. It's so different. It's so much different than when Joe Biden was there, because Joe Biden, you get like 2-3 questions and he's like, all right. And then you'd hear the White House staffers, thank you, press. Thank you, press. And then
you got 0 questions. I don't know where you're, because he just wasn't there. He wasn't present for this, for things like this, moments like this. When did Joe Biden ever reach out to someone that was, I mean, ideology was so different than his? Can you think of any examples?
No, and he wouldn't even give, like, he wouldn't even call Vladimir Putin while there's a war going on. He wouldn't communicate with him. Like, I'll show him. I'll not talk to him. Vladimir Putin doesn't care if you don't talk to him. If you want to end that war, you got to contact him.
Okay. Well, he didn't, and he just wanted to give endless money to Ukraine to keep this going, which is not the right route. So, they're still going in the White House. I'll tell you what, Mark Reardon, I'm sure he's watching this, and I'm sure he can't wait to get on the air, because this is going to be great for him. So let's take a look at the poll question and answers. Do we have some results? Oh, and did you get the winner for
the winner is Jason from Pacific. So Jason, congratulations. Thanks for listening. Hopefully I might see you on Wednesday night, because I'll be at the event. So if you see me, stop me, say, hey, I'm Jason. If you won tickets, see me, stop me and say hi. I'll say hi to you. I'm not a big leaguer. I'm just a producer around here, and I'd be happy to talk to you.
Big leaguer.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, the big leaguer had his whole team abandon him today.
Yes.
So you said, hey, may the best caller win.
Yeah.
So Jason is the best caller.
Today,
is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
He won.
Poll question's a good one. I can't wait to see some of these answers.
Well, I've got some that the commenters have said. Andy,
let's read the question again. And,
okay.
Oh yeah, you do that.
I can pull these up. Yeah.
Okay.
So the question is: would you rather end up on Epstein's list or the Titanic? And the two options were Epstein's list. I'd rather have my reputation sink. Titanic, iceberg over indictments. So Andy is a chatter, and he said, "I'd be third class on Titanic. Almost certain death. Seems like an easy choice. Not every name on the list is a pedo or criminal." So Andy is saying that he would want to be, I am assuming, on the Epstein list, not on the Titanic, because he would be in the third class and sync with the ship. This person says, I chose Epstein, which is horrific, but I'm already hyperventilating at the thought about being in the vast ocean of water. So this person believes that they will end up on the life raft and they will just be floating out in the North Atlantic. We got Jaws here, who says, Titanic, survive or die. If I survive, you are blessed. Epstein, no matter what you do, you are tainted forever. So for Jaws, it's more important about the reputation. Russell says, I'd rather be on the Dr. Jeffrey Epstein list. I'm due for my 6-month checkup anyway.
The neurologist, okay.
Yeah. Jackie says, I voted Titanic. If I die, I know where I'm going. If I live, at least I'm not on the Epstein list.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person said, Bill said, I said Epstein because not even at my age, I might outlive the prison sentence. The Titanic is a sure thing. And then Mad says, poll, Titanic. If I'm on the Titanic, I'm home. I'm home, baby. Epstein, I'm living with the SS, and I'm not sure what the SS means. So, yeah. And then Quick Rick.
Sinking ship?
Yeah, maybe. Quick Rick said, I'd rather be on the Titanic unless my name was Jack Dawson, who Jack Dawson is the one from the movie that sunk to the bottom of the ocean at the end. Ryan, do you have any thoughts on this one?
I would say if it was me, I would risk the Titanic because I don't want to be on that Epstein list at all. But if it was like a whole family situation, I can't fathom losing like, you know, a family member. So put me on the list and I'll live the rest of my life in shame, I guess.
Ugh. Yeah, for me, I think about this and I say Titanic. I actually have this audio cut here that that I want to play.
Gentlemen, it has been a privilege playing with you tonight.
As you go down.
Yeah,
right,
as
so
I go down.
What was the poll results? So I know we only got a couple seconds here.
Poll results are... over 100 votes, Epstein list, 31%, Titanic, 69%.
More people, 6-7, no, it wasn't 6-7. Okay, so they would rather take their chances with the Titanic than the Epstein list. I'm in that same boat, pun intended, I guess. Brad, have a great weekend. It was so fun working with you today, and you're so great to make all this happen. I guess I'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.